Welcome to the Cupcake Castle. You get a bunch of bacon, you fry it up in a pan, and you eat it.
You already gave that recipe. I need a recipe.
Oh, God.
What you got? What you got?
Don't say that.
What's in the bowl?
Don't say it.
I didn't.
You want to. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I didn't say it. What you got?
And?
In the bowl, bitch.
Yeah, see? You love it.
What you got?
You love that.
Yeah.
For 25 years.
25
you love
years,
that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably. How long before you met me did you know that?
A few years.
You was just waiting for some.
Waiting for some good looking Jewish gal to come along
to
for me
it
to
on.
Use it on.
Yeah. That's just so funny. I don't know. I don't have any. I'm sitting on a couch. I don't have any recipes.
Okay. Well,
and my tummy hurts.
What you got? What about any
in
Miss A's?
Reservoir.
You got any Miss A's?
Miss A.
You got anything you want to Miss A?
Hey, how about we open up our mailbox and see what's inside? Shall we?
Spang! 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 Spang!
Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang! Spang!
Hello, Miss A. It's Shecky from the Dave and Shecky Show right here in beautiful upstate New York. I just got finished listening to your podcast, and I wanted to let you know that I was a vegan for many, many years, like 13 years. And when we moved upstate, we had to give up the veganism because there's just not much up here for us. But we are still vegetarians, and we do love our banana bread very, very much. Almost as much as we love deep-fried cupcake. So keep on podcasting, Miss A. We're out here. We're listening. We love.
Listen to the cupcake.
Catch you later.
Your recipe. I need the recipe for your salad that has the beans in it.
I've given that recipe before.
Have you?
Yeah, the one with the lettuce that you...
Mm-hmm.
That you... Haven't I done that already?
No, we ain't done the salad.
I just gave this recipe out, I know. Because remember, I thought Anthony said that he could make that there. Or was it for the potato salad?
We've got the Frito salad?
Well, that some people don't even have ranch beans. So, you know, up in New Jersey, you can't even buy ranch toppings.
Shut your mouth and pay attention. Is that clear? Repeat after me. I'll pay attention.
I'll pay attention.
All right, let's continue. Lemon peel. Orange peel.
Some orange peel.
Cherry. Now, mix it nice.
Hey, I never tried one of these.
Oh, go right ahead.
Give me the recipe before I lose it again.
Okay, but the whole problem is you have to have ranch beans.
Okay.
Ranch beans are not available.
If you can't
anywhere.
Get ranch beans, let us know and we'll try and send you a can.
Yeah, we'll mail. We can definitely
we
mail
can mail
ranch
you
beans
a can of ranch beans
through the mail, but we can't send cupcakes through the mail just yet. Not
we're working happen. On that.
Yeah, anyway.
We may have a site coming up soon where you can purchase a cupcake and we'll mail it to you.
Oh, God.
What a dream.
Are we going to give the motherfucking recipe or not?
I'm waiting on you. You're in charge.
Can you edit the cursing because I have a strange feeling that people are listening that are going, what the fuck? You know, she cusses way too much. Like my stitching friends or whatever. Okay, you assemble in a large bowl just in this order. You take some iceberg lettuce and some red or green leaf lettuce and you tear it up, you know, wash it, tear it up, put it in a bowl. You know, usually a head of each is what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a head of each, a head of red leaf and a head of iceberg. Then you chop up some chives and put that over it, some of the white part, some of the green part. Take a can of sliced black olives, drain them, put that in there. Chop up a tomato, put that in there. And then over that, you put, tell me if I'm forgetting anything, because I just always do it by memory, but if I'm telling somebody about it, I might forget an ingredient. So then I got the tomatoes, right?
Yep.
Then over all, and right before you serve it, you put a whole bag of Fritos over that. Then you take a can of ranch beans and juice and all, ranch style beans, and you pour that over the Frito layer. Then you take ranch style dressing, preferably the kind that you make, you know, with the little packet and the milk and mayonnaise, not the bottle kind, but you can use the bottle kind if you're in a pinch. And you pour that over the beans, and then you top it with shredded cheese. And then you can stir it up and then serve it, or just dig down and serve it like that.
We like to serve it like that, don't we?
Yeah, you just dig down.
Dig down and get together and mix it up in your
bowl. But you don't want to assemble it until you're ready to eat it, because it'll make the Fritos soggy. Like, you can't make it and then take it somewhere. You know,
you could, but you'd have to take the Fritos with you in the can.
Right.
Of beans.
You have to take. You could assemble everything but your beans and your Fritos and save
ranch.
That part for
and
last.
The cheese and
yeah.
Ranch, yeah.
All your toppings you'd save for last. But any time I've ever made that, people flip. It sounds kind of gross, but you know. It is way good. It's kind of like, and somebody else mentioned this when I gave the recipe on the Mary board. Somebody said that sounds like that recipe that I used to make, which was, and you probably remember this, where you take the lettuce and you would take taco meat and put crushed up Doritos and then the taco meat over it and then Catalina dressing. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one. That's a good one, too.
That was so 70s, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody did that in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was good, but it almost kind of had a hurl factor to it. Because that Catalina dressing is sweet.
It is sweet.
And at least this one, it's got that perfect mixture of some salty and crunchy, and those ranch beans are just to die for.
It's perfect.
Do they have an equivalent to that? I don't think they do, like up north, because my friend that lives in New Jersey, she's never heard of ranch beans. I mailed her those ranch beans.
Maybe not, but I think in that bush that has that what's called a chili bean that would work.
It has to be some kind of like, Not just like red kidney beans. It has to be the juice that's in there has to be flavored too.
Because that Bush's beans, they have that chili bean, and that's real similar to a ranch bean, and it would probably work.
But anybody that wants any ranch beans will send you some.
Sure they will. Sure we will.
Sure they will. Those people.
Them. That.
Those
people.
People that buy cupcakes. They'll send you some damn ranch beans. They love those fuckers.
And bacon.
And bacon. Yeah, that's the only downside of that salad is there's no bacon.
But there could be.
Yeah, but I really think it would work.
It would, yeah.
Because you've got,
you'd have to eat the bacon on the side while you're making the lettuce.
And bacon goes with everything if it's on the side.
Yeah.
You can I've had a BLT with a side of bacon. Because you fry up all the bacon. You're like, you want that bacon and go to waste, so you make all the little sandwiches that you're gonna make from it, and then you whatever bacon's left over, you eat that on the side. So you take a bite of your BLT and then you take a bite of bacon.
It's got a bacon chaser.
I love bacon. Obviously, I have to that, seriously.
I like the little packet you came up with that's in the fridge.
That's bacon, my bacon fix bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that, huh?
That's pretty good. Who makes that?
That's just Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer's got the little pre-cooked vacuum-packed bacon. Yeah. And you get a little tear coming up. You need to cry cupcake river. You just go in there and pop it up.
Get your little pinch of bacon. It's all thin.
Life is good.
Do you know when the girls and I go to Costco and they're giving out all the free samples of food, do you know where we always stop? The Hormel pre-cooked bacon stand. And we always get bacon. Every week we go to pick up your medicines, we go get our milk and our big tubs of...
It's on a bacon run.
Yeah. It's like and that guy, he's always standing with bacon. It's perfect.
I love that place too.
Yeah. But you know, it's pre-cooked bacon. And then you walk down the aisle, that stuff's sitting there it's not in a refrigerated section. But I mean, I can't bring myself to buy it yet because I think it's kind of sacrilegious in a way. I mean, I'll take the sample and I'll eat this, but it's like, that's kind of weird. Like, my bacon's always been refrigerated. Like, I don't understand bacon that doesn't have to be refrigerated. That's probably there's something wrong with that.
Like meals ready to eat?
Huh?
MREs, like the government uses?
I guess.
Same thing. I mean,
but you pay like $19.99 for 2 ounces of it because they've already cooked it for you. And I just can't get past that. I'm like, I could buy 20 packages of bacon for what that one would cost.
Yeah, sure.
But we still like the free samples. Like, oh yeah, we eat this. We buy this stuff all the time. Wink, wink.
Yeah, because you want.
Oh, I'll take another piece of bacon with that coupon. Oh, here. Now, I don't know. I better try it again.
Yeah.
Walking down.
I'm not really sure.
Grease ring.
I made up grease ring, right? Those things you always try to smear off.
Oh, you know, we also like the hot wings, too, though. You know how when you go down by the meat department at Costco and they've got that rotisserie chicken? They've always got that big tray of all those hot wings sitting there.
So that's why I always end up with a rotisserie chicken. You're down there eating the hot wings.
If they got samples of hot wings, we're having some.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you walk through and you just had bacon and then you have a hot wing, it's perfect. It's like your little midday snack. We love going to Costco. Bacon and hot wings.
That doesn't get any better.
It doesn't. I don't see how it could.
She didn't talk about nature's perfect food on there. Bacon. There's no bacon on that list.
She's done stories.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
Water.
Oh, come on. I need something
greasy. How about some water?
All right, we do have some water in our forecast. We're going to get to that in just a second.
Come on, I need some.
No, you know, the only way it could really get better was if the bacon guy was like around the corner in your own house. So when you're going to do laundry and you walk out, you go, oh, the bacon guy. You pick up some bacon and eat some bacon. That would be just about perfect.
Going down the hall. Oh, I'm so surprised to see you here. Yes, please.
Oh, just a little piece.
Goodness, this is way before it.
And he just stands there all day long making bacon, and your house always smells like bacon. You don't have to cook it or nothing because it's pre-cooked, duh. And the guy stands there with it under the little light so that nothing catches on fire and that there's always a continual supply. And then your whole family of five can eat bacon all day.
Yeah. You know, you could take that 70s slogan and bring it back, but clean this time. The making bacon.
I think I can sum up the show for you with one word. Nothing. Nothing? Nothing.
Wouldn't that be like the perfect house with your own little bacon guy?
Yeah. That's like Michael Jackson personified.
Yeah, I think we really got something in.
What do we got?
An idea.
What idea?
An idea for the show.
I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about nothing.
Right.
Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
That's...
Yeah, like multi-millionaire house.
Bacon stands on
every... He got a bacon stand on one corner.
He got 25.
Pizza guy on the other end.
No, not pizza.
No?
You don't want pizza every day.
No, you're probably right.
I would say bacon, and if you had a bacon stand and a hot wing stand, and you might need like a little juice stand.
Yeah, you might get thirsty.
You thought that bacon
dry you out. Not one of those Ozarka guy on one end.
No, Ozarka. In Costco, they have those little cups of joint juice.
Do you like those?
They're pretty good, but you couldn't drink it because it has shell. If you're allergic to shellfish, you can't
drink that.
But yeah, it's good for your joints.
Joint juice.
Yeah, it's called joint juice.
It's for your joints.
Yeah, it's like glucosamine. Not that kind of joint.
Give me those.
How would you get juice out of one of those?
No, I mean when you're smoking one, you always get that cotton mouth.
Yeah.
Well,
how many years has it been since you had?
A long time. 20, 25, 30.
I'm starting to crack right now.
30 years.
I smoked a joint after we got married a couple times. But we never inhaled.
That's right. We just held it there. It smelled and we put it away.
And remember we'd make those runs to that grocery store that was right there on the corner of that strip mall that, remember that, what was that place called, like TGI, or, wasn't like a TGI, it was like the restaurant, but that dime store type thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was that place called? My mom said the name of it last time. It used to be right there.
I don't remember.
It turned into a grocery store, remember? When you and I first got married, we lived there.
TG&F.
Was that a TG&F?
Yeah.
But and then that little grocery store was either a Piggly Wiggly or something that was right by that other store.
That was a Piggly Wiggly.
I can remember many times going in there with the munchies. Yeah. So, we were bad.
Yeah, bad. We're good now.
Yeah, we just eat bacon. We eat bacon like it's crack.
You're like, you know, you have that bacon pie.
Hey, bitch, pass me the bacon pie.
The bacon pie.
This is my bacon hub. Bacon hub.
Now that's what every house needs, the bacon hub.
A bacon hub? If you had...
I already got one.
If you, well, yeah, you do.
You bacon off.
Oh, I need me a bacon pimp then. Pimp me some bacon. Hey, instead of pimp your ride, it's pimp your house. Pimp your house with some bacon.
Pimp you
bacon. Bacon pimp.
Pimp you bacon.
Oh, the possibilities of bacon are endless.
Hey, that's a series we could add to your podcast every week.
What?
Pimp your bacon. You get a bacon recipe. Every week, every month, or every year, or whatever, how often we do
pimp
one.
Your bacon.
Pimp your bacon.
That's pretty good.
We'll have a different bacon recipe. And how Miss A does her bacon, and we could call it Pimp Your Bacon.
Pimp Your Bacon, bitch.
We could get some rap music for the background. We could come out going, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, my peeps.
Yo, baby pop.
Hey, all my peeps, it's time to pimp your bacon. Come on now. Oh, God, I'm getting hot just thinking about it.
I'm getting hot flashes over bacon?
Yeah. We need some.
Yeah, we're going to get some.
I was just saying...
I'm just saying.
I was just saying.
See what I'm saying, man? You understand?
So you all through with your Miss A's?
No. What was I Miss A'ing over?
I don't know.
You know, can you please not put all the redneck crap in there? Because does my podcast have to have redneck crap too?
I have my favorite part now.
Well, then you can just move the...
I'll leave it out.
You can just move Deep Cried Cupcake over to the garage can, and it can just be...
There was the Miss A right there.
What?
I knew it was coming.
What? What'd I say?
What did I say? You just move a Deep Cried Cupcake.
Yeah, this week that's going to be, too.
Deep
that's all I've done all week is cry.
Deep Cried Cupcake.
Deep Cried Cupcake. Cry me a cupcake.
Can you cry the frosted cake?
That's a good one. Shall I really say that?
Play it back for you later.
I can't help it. And if I say cry, it's because it's a whole subconscious thing, and that's what I've been putting in for 2 days. thanks to your son.
Right about now, we could play his song. Shall we play it? Play it on the deep cried cupcake.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a song for you.
Yeah.
There it is, right.
In his eyes, I'm full grown, 29 and still at home. Read the fridge, feed my face. I'm the son that's a disgrace. Live here free, don't pay rent. Brought the car back with a dent. I'm asleep. Counting sheep, thought I heard him scream again. Asshole son, you're a bum. You trashed the car again. Asshole son, what a bum. What a bum. Asshole son, along and put your clothes away. Asshole son, what a bum, what a bum, what a bum, what a bum.
Stay tuned to Deep Fried Cupcake for our next week's episode entitled Pimp Your Bacon, right?
That's right, Pimp Your Bacon. Tune in, we're going to have it all for you. That's right, that's what I'm talking, yeah, okay.
Three. Cupcake.